Recess having expired, the Senate is now in session. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Madam President. May I inquire of the Senator from Barry?
Senator from Barry, do you yield?
Yes, I do.
He does. Proceed.
Happy New Year, Senator.
Happy New Year. Hey, I'm raring to go for this
year's
session.
You're raring to go?
Yes,
I
am. I
didn't know if you knew this or not, but you have a Christmas tie on. It's January the 4th.
I'm Christmas all year long.
Yeah, you are Christmassy. I will give it to you. I just didn't know if you knew that it was interesting to me that the senator from Buchanan earlier pointed out that the senator from Webster was going to be 70 on Sunday. Who do you think looks older in that little twosome there?
Well, I thought it was kind of unusual that he would be talking about, you know, the senator from Webster turning 70 when actually the senator from Buchanan looks quite a bit older than the senator from Webster.
Is that right?
That's the way I look at it, yes.
You think birthdays make you look that old? Maybe when it's somebody's birthday, you look a little older.
You know, it could be. When is the senator from Buchanan's birthday?
I don't know. I'm going to have to check around here a little bit.
I think it's coming up pretty soon.
I think it's pretty soon. You know, it might be today.
Today?
Today.
Today is the senator from Buchanan's birthday. Well, you know, happy birthday, Senator from Buchanan.
Happy birthday to Senator from Buchanan.
I think he does look a little older, though.
Thank you, Senator. And he doesn't have a Christmas tie on, just a red tie.
No, he doesn't.
Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you rise?
To speak on a point of personal privilege.
Want to keep it short? Proceed.
Madam President, when I got up today and I looked at that senior citizen in the mirror, I realized that I haven't had a haircut since I was in my 50s. And then, thinking about it some more, I realized that since I was in my 50s, I haven't had a drop of strong drink, been with a woman, or had a single bite of red meat. And on further reflection, I realized that I could totally do without and be a vegetarian. That was supposed to be funny. But I know that I can't be a vegetarian because my chief of staff loves the Steinhaus so much that we have to go there. And so I decided that I needed to have a resolution for this new decade in my life. So I've decided I'm definitely going to overcome my shyness and learn to jump in there and express myself. Thank you.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Madam President. On behalf of the Senator from Lewis and Andrew and Polk and everybody else in the cattle business, we're hoping the Senator from Buchanan changes his mind and gets back into the red meat today. Madam President, would you inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the Governor? If so, I'd ask that the reading be waived and that they be printed in the journal.
The order of business is messages from the Governor. Reading of the messages will be waived. Secretary, please print the messages in the journal. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of first reading of pre-filed bills.
The order of business is first reading of pre-filed bills. Secretary, please read the bills.
Senate Bill 1, offered by Senator Schauf, an act relating to tax credits for certain campaign contributions. Senate Bill 2, introduced by Senator Schauf, an act relating to lobbyists. Senate Bill 3, introduced by Senator Schauf, an act relating to the waiting period before certain public officials can become lobbyists. Senate Bill 4, introduced by Senator Richard, an act relating to products, liability, civil actions. Senate Bill 5, introduced by Senator Richard, an act relating to civil actions. Senate Bill 6, introduced by Senator Richard, an act relating to historic buildings. Senate Bill 7, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to programs for beginning farmers. Senate Bill 8, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to flashing lights used by motor vehicles and equipment. Senate Bill 9, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to industrial hemp. Senate Bill 10, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to financial incentives for job creation. Senate Bill 11, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to industrial development projects. Senate Bill 12, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to the regulation of securities. Senate Bill 13, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the Compact for a Balanced Budget. Senate Bill 14, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to sales and use taxes. Senate Bill 15, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to tax credits for contributions to certain benevolent organizations. Senate Bill 16, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to sales and use taxes for delivery charges. Senate Bill 17, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to corporate income tax. Senate Bill 18, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to business fees. Senate Bill 19, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to labor organizations. Senate Bill 20, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to public contracts. Senate Bill 21, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to labor organizations. Senate Bill 22, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to hazardous waste. Senate Bill 23, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to elementary and secondary education. Senate Bill 24, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to racial bias in policing. Senate Bill 25, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to the Kansas City Police Department. Senate Bill 26, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to airport police officers in certain cities. Senate Bill 27, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to residential property receivership. Senate Bill 28, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to Medicaid global waiver. Senate Bill 29, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to prevailing wage. Senate Bill 30, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to county road district consolidation. Senate Bill 31, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to evidence for the cost of medical care and treatment. Senate Bill 32, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to educational scholarships. Senate Bill 33, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to simplified annual school report cards. Senate Bill number 34, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to the offense of illegal reentry. Senate Bill 35, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to land purchases made on behalf of departments of the state. Senate Bill 36, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to the removal of a property tax exemption for real property belonging to the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. Senate Bill 37, introduced by Senator Sylvie, an act relating to driver's licenses complaint with the Federal Real ID Act of 2005. Senate Bill 38, introduced by Senator Sylvie, an act relating to supplementary state highway maintenance. Senate Bill 39, introduced by Senator Sylvie, an act relating to tax credits. Senate Bill 40, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to juvenile court proceedings. Senate Bill 41, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to alternatives to abortion agencies to freely engage in religious practices and speech. Senate Bill 42, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to advanced practice registered nurses. Senate Bill 43, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory practices. Senate Bill 44, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to career and technical education. Senate Bill 45, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to arbitration agreements between employers and at-will employees. Senate Bill 46, introduced by Senator Libela, an act relating to certain crimes against emergency services providers. Senate Bill 47, introduced by Senator Libela, an act relating to publication of legal notices. Senate Bill 49, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to local sales tax for certain zoological organizations. Senate Bill 50, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to a health care directives registry. Senate Bill 51, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to assessments for the deaf and hard of hearing. Senate Bill 52, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to suicide awareness and prevention. Senate Bill 53, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to higher education requirements regarding affirmative consent to sexual activity. Senate Bill 54, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to leave from employment. Senate Bill 55, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to grants for urban agriculture. Senate Bill 56, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to medical marijuana. Senate Bill 57, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to net marketing or net metering. Senate Bill 58, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to elementary and secondary education. Senate Bill 59, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to prohibition of lobbyist expenditures to certain public officials. Senate Bill 60, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to the Missouri Homestead Preservation Act. Senate Bill 61, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to the display of lights on stationary motor vehicles. Senate Bill 62, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to retirement of higher education employees. Senate Bill 63, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to career and technical education. Senate Bill 64, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to designation of a memorial bridge. Senate Bill 65, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to boat passengers. Senate Bill 66, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to maximum medical improvement under workers' compensation laws. Senate Bill 67, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to abortion. Senate Bill 68, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to victims of crime. Senate Bill 69, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to leave from employment. Senate Bill 70, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to Mo Health Net Services. Senate Bill 71, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to abortion. Senate Bill 72, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to requirements of prescribing opioids and chronic pain for chronic pain. Senate Bill 73, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to financial disclosure under campaign finance laws. Senate Bill 74, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to a prescription drug monitoring program. Senate Bill 75, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to vacancies in county elected offices. Senate Bill 76, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to private nuisance actions. Senate Bill 77, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to the regulation of agricultural inputs. Senate Bill 78, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to tax credits for investments in certain Missouri businesses. Senate Bill 79, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to tax incentives for investments in rural business. Senate Bill 80, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to sales and use tax exemptions. Senate Bill 81, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to mandatory procedures adopted by municipal courts. Senate Bill 82, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the duties and functions of the Joint Committee of Legislation Research. Senate Bill 83, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to court surcharges collected for the construction and maintenance of judicial facilities. Senate Bill 84, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to the authority to engage in certain investigative practices. Senate Bill 85, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to automated license plate reader systems. Senate Bill 86, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to the definition of agricultural and horticultural property for purposes of taxation. Senate Bill 87, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to collective bargaining representatives. Senate Bill 88, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to actions against veterinarians. Senate Bill 89, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, relating to firearms. Senate Bill Number 90, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to increasing the number of contracts awarded to women and minority business enterprises. Senate Bill 91, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to the minimum wage. Senate Bill 92, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to tax credit for purchase of blighted homes. Senate Bill 93, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to school board district elections. Senate Bill 94, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to foreclosure notice to tenants. Senate Bill 95, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the authority for counties to decrease their budgets. Senate Bill 96, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to a ban on certain selective abortions. Senate Bill 97, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to sepsis protocols. Senate Bill 98, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to physical privacy of students. Senate Bill 99, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to electronic monitoring of persons who have been charged with or found guilty of violating protection orders. Senate Bill 100, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to modifying procedures for filing a motion for sanctions. Senate Bill 101, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to penalties for allowing minors to possess intoxicating liquor. Senate Bill 102, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to powers of certain financial institutions. Senate Bill 103, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to investigations of elder abuse. Senate Bill 104, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to the appointment of a guardian for an incapacitated person. Senate Bill 105, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to the implementation of the streamlined sales and use tax agreement. Senate Bill 106, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to financial assistance for dual enrollment courses. Senate Bill 107, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to high school equivalency degree testing. Senate Bill 108, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to reemployment rights of members of the National Guard. Senate Bill 109, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to solar energy systems in certain planned communities. Senate Bill 110, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to vacant nuisance properties in certain cities. Senate Bill 111, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to bonding requirements of public administrators. Senate Bill 112, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to public library districts. Senate Bill 113, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to workers' compensation. Senate Bill 114, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to vacancies in the Office of County Commissioner. Senate Bill 115, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to child care facilities. Senate Bill 116, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to a tax credit for emergency generator upgrades. Senate Bill 117, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to mandatory influenza vaccinations. Senate Bill 118, introduced by Senator Schaff, an act relating to the Missouri Development Finance Board. Senate Bill 119, introduced by Senator Schaff, an act relating to certain sports complex authorities. Senate Bill number 120, introduced by Senator Schaff, an act relating to industrial hemp. Senate Bill 121, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to infrastructure investment. Senate Bill 122, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to the accountability of public funds. Senate Bill 123, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to captive servants. Senate Bill 124, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to population designations in statutes. Senate Bill 125, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to procedures for applying, renewing, and paying for professional licensure. Senate Bill 126, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to the county in which certain offenses are prosecuted. Senate Bill 127, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to sales tax for early childhood education programs. Senate Bill 128, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to judges in the 16th Judicial Circuit. Senate Bill 129, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to fiduciary access to digital assets. Senate Bill 130, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to attorney's fees in proceedings regarding the assessment of certain types of taxes. Senate Bill 131, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to the issuance of state license plates. Senate Bill number 132, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to income taxes. Senate Bill 133, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to the creation of sub-districts in certain school districts. Senate Bill 134, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to the election of board members of streetlight maintenance districts. Senate Bill 135, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to non-judicial foreclosure proceedings. Senate Bill 136, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to a fee on instruments recorded with the Recorder of Deeds. Senate Bill 137, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to Kansas City housing ordinances. Senate Bill 138, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to predetermination of health care benefits. Senate Bill 139, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the promotion of medication safety. Senate Bill 140, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the ranked choice voting. Senate Bill 141, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to retirement benefits for elected officials. Senate Bill 142, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to victim impact programs for persons found guilty of driving while intoxicated. Senate Bill 143, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to impeachment trials. Senate Bill 144, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to income tax deductions for military personnel. Senate Bill 145, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to small water and sewer corporations. Senate Bill 146, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to expenditures from a county's special road and bridge tax. Senate Bill 147, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to bingo. Senate Bill 148, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to the governor's authority to make certain conveyances of state property. Senate Bill 149, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to the notification by political subdivisions of changes to the property tax rate ceiling. Senate Bill 150, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to wages paid to employees. Senate Bill 151, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to consumer credit interest rates. Senate Bill 152, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to the offense of unlawful transfer of weapons. Senate Bill 153, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to medical marijuana. Senate Bill number 154, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to mediated conferences between victims and criminal defendants. Senate Bill number 155, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to prescription drug copayments. Senate Bill 156, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to animal care training. Senate Bill number 157, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to jury instructions on included offenses. Senate Bill 158, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to admission of chemical test results in intoxication-related proceedings. Senate Bill 159, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the publication of electronic notice of the sale of real estate. Senate Bill 160, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the Foster Care Bill of Rights. Senate Bill 161, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the Schoolcraft Ozark Exploration Bicentennial Commission. Senate Bill 162, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to consumer legal funding. Senate Bill 163, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to a prohibition on certain telecommunications items being possessed in correctional facilities. Senate Bill 164, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to the offense of animal or livestock trespass. Senate Bill 165, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to text messaging while operating motor vehicles. Senate Bill 166, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to the Missouri Consolidation Health Care Plan. Senate Bill 167, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to the right of suffrage for former felons. Senate Bill 168, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to health insurance discrimination. Senate Bill 169, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to court reporters. Senate Bill 170, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to qualified spousal trusts. Senate Bill 171, introduced by Senator Nixon, an act relating to trust directed by trust protectors. Senate Bill 172, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to titling of motor vehicles issued a junking certificate. Senate Bill 173, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to the participation of homeschool students in public school activities. Senate Bill 174, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to replacement vaccines. Senate Bill 175, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to the consolidation of state owned data centers to the state data center. Senate Bill 176, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to official misconduct. Senate Bill 177, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to earned compliance credits. Senate Bill 178, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to criminal offenses of a sexual nature. Senate Bill 179, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to a tax credit for charitable contributions to certain organizations. Senate Bill 180, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to restraint of pregnant or postpartum offenders. Senate Bill 181, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to a reporting requirement for lost or stolen firearms. Senate Bill 182, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to public contracts. Senate Bill 183, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to the collection of money by public entities. Senate Bill 184, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to the implementation of a revenue stabilization mechanism for certain public utilities. Senate Bill 185, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to transportation network companies. Senate Bill 186, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to the authority of local governments to offer certain services. Senate Bill 187, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to public utility vehicles. Senate Bill 188, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to virtual education. Senate Bill 189, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to employment security. Senate Bill 190, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to rate making for public utilities. Senate Bill 191, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to sales taxes for public safety. Senate Bill 192, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to the Senior Services Growth and Development Program. Senate Bill 193, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to dental insurance. Senate Bill 194, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to accreditation of managed care plans. Senate Bill 195, introduced by Senator Koenig, an act relating to guardianships. Senate Bill 196, introduced by Senator Koenig, an act relating to the jurisdiction of the Attorney General to enforce state abortion laws. Senate Bill 197, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to earned income tax credit. Senate Bill 198, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to waste station and inspection site bypass services. Senate Bill 199, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to tax increment financing. Senate Bill 200, introduced by Senator Libla, an act relating to expert witnesses. Senate Bill 201, introduced by Senator Honor, an act relating to employer-employee relationship. Senate Bill 202, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to lobbyist expenditures. Senate Bill 203, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to the Missouri Health Net buy-in for workers with disabilities program. Senate Bill 204, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to the collection of biological samples from individuals arrested for a felony offense. Senate Bill 205, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to employment practices relating to gender. Senate Bill 206, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to school anti-bullying policies. Senate Bill 207, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to absentee voting for emergency workers. Senate Bill 208, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to election offenses. Senate Bill 209, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to protests of road improvements in cities of the fourth classification. Senate Bill 210, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to public labor organizations. Senate Bill 211, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to the administration of statewide resilience and recovery. Senate Bill 212, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the inspection of certain X-ray systems. Senate Bill 213, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to time-limited offers to settle tort claims. Senate Bill 214, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to rate making for public utilities. Senate Bill 215, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to rate making for public utilities. Senate Bill 216, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to the registering of roofing contractors. Senate Bill 217, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to soup kitchens. Senate Bill 218, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to homelessness. Senate Bill 219, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to the creation of the Missouri Care Counts Program. Senate Bill 220, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to time limitations for filing claims which arise out of a defective or unsafe condition of a product. Senate Bill 221, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to persons committed to the Department of Mental Health due to the lack of mental fitness to stand trial. Senate Bill 222, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to vehicle lighting equipment. Senate Bill 223, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to motor vehicle insurance coverage requirements. Senate Bill 224, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to permitted activities of liquor retailers. Senate Bill 225, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to the length of motor vehicles operated on highways. Senate Bill 226, introduced by Senator Koenig, an act relating to the transferability of tax credits. Senate Bill 227, introduced by Senator Koenig, an act relating to the practice of hair braiding. Senate Bill 228, introduced by Senator Koenig, an act relating to state employees' retirement systems. Senate Bill 229, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to employees working in certain mental health facilities. Senate Bill 230, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to out-of-state abortion referrals. Senate Bill 231, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to the monitoring of certain prescribed controlled substances. Senate Bill 232, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to population changes in a certain county for purposes of water corporations collecting an infrastructure system replacement surcharge. Senate Bill 233, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to emergency communication services. Senate Bill 234, introduced by Senator Libela, an act relating to security deposits held by landlords. Senate Bill number 235, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to ambulance services in certain cities. Senate Bill 236, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to database for workers' compensation claims. Senate Bill 237, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to the liability of an employee of a health care provider. Senate Bill 238, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to course access in education. Senate Bill 239, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to the inspection of alcoholic beverages. Senate Bill number 240, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to the statewide licensure of electrical contractors. Senate Bill 241, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to poaching. Senate Bill 242, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to rate making for gas corporations. Senate Bill 243, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to the use of motor vehicle platooning systems on Missouri roads. Senate Bill 244, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to driver's licenses complying with the Federal Real ID Act of 2005. Senate Joint Resolution Number 1, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to campaign finance. Senate Joint Resolution Number 2, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to certain sports complex authorities. Senate Joint Resolution 3, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to state highways. Senate Joint Resolution Number 4, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to recall election for the St. Louis County Executive. Senate Joint Resolution 5, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to impeachment trials. Senate Joint Resolution 6, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to judicial procedure. Senate Joint Resolution 7, introduced by Senator Silvey, an act relating to the Missouri General Assembly. Senate Joint Resolution 8, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to property exempt from taxation. Senate Joint Resolution 9, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to bingo. Senate Joint Resolution 10, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to members of the General Assembly. Senate Joint Resolution 11, introduced by Senator Hageman, relating to the nonpartisan court plan. Senate Joint Resolution 12, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to the state budget.
Senator from the second.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions. And I believe we need the senator from Newton, who is entering the chamber as we speak.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be resolutions. And Senator from Newton.
I have a resolution.
Send the resolution forward. Are we reading the resolution or are you waiving the reading?
Just, I'd ask to be printed in the journal. It's just a list of the committees.
The resolution will be printed in the journal. The reading is waived. Senator from the second.
Madam President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of concurrent resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be concurrent resolutions. Senator from Newton.
I have a concurrent resolution.
Send the resolution forward.
This is the inauguration committee.
You want the reading waived and printed in the
journal?
Yeah,
that just has to be printed in the journal.
It will be printed in the journal and the reading will be waived. Senator from the second.
Madam President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of introduction of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be introduction of Senate bills. Senator from my old stomping ground, Barry.
Right, that's right. And Madam President, I want you to know that you're doing an excellent job of the dais, probably one of the best jobs I've ever heard in a long time. But I have a bill.
Send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 245, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to shared savings incentive programs.
Seeing no other, Senator from the second.
Madam President. No.
Senator from the 8th, send them forward. And Madam Secretary, please read the bills. Senator from the 8th, do you wish to speak on your bills?
Senate Bill number 246, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to net metering.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 247, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to sales and use tax exemptions.
Seeing no further, Senator from the second.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of messages from the House of Representatives. I ask the Secretary to please read the messages.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 2. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 3. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 4. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 1, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution Number 2, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the second.
Mr. President, Madam President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
I believe we are. Let me recognize the senator from Newton.
Madam President, I have a list of committee appointments, the administration, the rules, and gubernatorial appointments. As I'm sending them forward as we print in the journal. And I would ask that the gubernatorial appointments be referred to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments.
All right. The messages have been sent forward. Madam Secretary, please read. And we will print them in the journal. Those gubernatorial appointments will be printed in the journal, referred to. All right, we'll get this again. The gubernatorial appointments will be referred to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. Further business. Senator from the second.
Madam President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business is announcements. Hearing none. Senator from the second.
Madam President, no further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
The Senate will stand adjourned. You've heard the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.